Esmeralda, did you see the list of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees?
I did.
It's an interesting list. And let's see. The people who have been nominated before who are on this list, and then I'll go down the first-timers. Chic is nominated. Now, get this. Chic has been nominated for 11 times since 2003. That's a record number of 11 times. And that's one of those, that's a band that should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There's no question about it. Joe Tex, who is also on the list this year for nominations, this is his fifth nomination. Kraftwerk is nominated this year for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So are the Jay Giles Band, and those are their fourth nominations. And Chaka Khan earned her second, she's nominated this year, earned her second solo nomination, and she was also nominated for Rufus in 2012. So those are some of the ones that are on the list. Let's go down the list, shall we? You have Bad Brains. Bad Brains is nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. Steered by frontman, HR, and guitarist Dr. No, the Washington band rewrote the definition of punk rock by incorporating elements of jazz, reggae, and funk. They're a great band. I don't know if I would nominate them for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though. But I like Bad Brains. And here's another one. I don't understand how this person, first of all, has never been nominated. Joan Baez. This is the first time she's ever been nominated. I mean, I don't understand that. The long-reigning queen of folk, championed by Bob Dylan on his rise to fame in the 1960s, but also created enduring classics such as her self-titled album, which was added to the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry last year. How is it possible that she's never been nominated? The Cars, nominated again. The Boston Rockers have stood the test of time with such songs as Just What I Needed, My Best Friend's Girl, and Drive. They reunited for 2011, Move Like This, for the album after Benjamin Orr died of pancreatic cancer in 2000.
Now, that's the one that I'm confused why they're not in.
The Cars?
Yeah, I thought, I don't know.
No, I agree.
It could be a shoo-in.
I agree. They've been nominated four times, I guess. What was it that I said? The Cars? It doesn't say. I think they've been nominated before.
I think if you're looking at the same list I was looking at, mm-hmm. they had an asterisk denote which ones had just been nominated.
For the first time?
Yes.
Okay, so the Cars nominated for the first time. Chaka Khan, as we just mentioned, hailed as the queen of funk. Chic, who created dance floor classics like La Freak and Good Times. Nile Rodgers and company gave disco a brilliant, soulful upgrade. I can't believe that they're not in the ring. 11 times they've been nominated. 11 times. Depeche Mode, you know who's happy right now? Hey, listen. Loves Depeche. Hey, listen, we're going to see Depeche Mode right now because they rule.
I've seen them. They're pretty good.
I've seen them like six times.
Yeah.
Well, it's because Joe was like, you got to come with me to go see Depeche Mode. I won't take no for an answer. If you don't go, I'm asking acting mayor Eugene Sawyer. So Depeche Mode, they're great. I love those. What are you going to say, Dumb?
I was just going to ask Esmeralda, when did you see them? Were you working at the...
I was.
At the Tweeter Center?
Yes, I was.
Roughly what year? Early 2000s?
I think... Maybe 2000.
I saw them at that show. It was like one of their first shows. Like it was a reunited,
Yeah.
Feel so good. We might have been at the same show. I was looking forward to this.
No, it had to be 2000. It had to be 2001 or 2 because I was in college.
Yeah. Sound like you were at the same one?
Yeah, that was the same one.
Now, did you go volunteer? Do you like Depeche Mode?
I it was one of those, I didn't dislike them. You
was
know,
it
I
a girl?
Enjoyed. No, it was. I was working for The Zone.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. 80s, 80s and beyond.
All right, we got a break. Who belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? We got a list of snubs, and we'll go down the rest of the 2017 nominations, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All right, we got a break. News is next. Yeah. This is a jam. Wild Card Wednesday. Hey, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It is Wednesday morning, Wildcard Wednesday this morning. And I'm your overnight guy here till 5. Steve Grzanich at 5 o'clock with the opening bell, followed by Steve Cochran at 6. We're talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Nominations have been announced for the 2017 inductees. And we're going down the list, and we're going to talk about Rock and Roll Hall of Fame snubs. And it's Wildcard Wednesday. And Patrick requested Yes, South Side of the Sky. It's his pick for a rock snub. Patrick, they're nominated this year. Yes is on the ballot to be nominated this year. Largely responsible for bringing progressive rock to the mainstream, these symphonic experimental Englishmen are considered the forefathers to our beloved synth-driven bands such as Rush. Yeah, man, Rush! So, yeah, I agree with that. I think Yes should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they should make it this year. They should. I'm tired of this nonsense. All right, others that are on the list. Electric Light Orchestra. Good old ELO on the list. Jay Giles Band, as we mentioned, they were they're nominated. Janet Jackson is nominated this year for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Jane's Addiction gets their first nomination. And Joe Tex, the Clown Prince of Soul. Journey is nominated. Yeah, man, Journey. I like Journey. I don't care. I like him. Kraftwerk is nominated this year. MC5, again, nominated. And for their first possible ballot, they get nominated. Pearl Jam is on the list this year for a nomination for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think it's a little too early for them. And I love this band, but I think it's a little too early. Tupac Shakur, also first ballot nominator. Steppenwolf. This is the first time Steppenwolf has been nominated. What the hell is going on? How could this be the first time that Steppenwolf has been nominated? And then, as we mentioned, Yes, and of course, the Zombies are nominated. So that's the list. Now, you looked at the list, Esmeralda. Which ones do you think should be in?
Should make it in?
Yeah.
I was thinking the Cars. Mm-hmm. I was thinking Bad Brains would be in there to, like, up the cool factor.
Yeah.
To, you know, who chooses it? Whatever, the Academy or whatever the group of people. Like, yeah, no, we're cool. Well, we like Bad Brains.
Yeah, if they want. But the public can participate in the process by casting votes through select media outlets.
Oh, okay.
Including USAtoday.com, Rolling Stone, The Huffington Post, SiriusXM, and RockHall.com. Voting ends December 5th. And the top five artists will make up a fans ballot, which counts as a single vote.
Oh.
So it's rock and roll, you know, it's rock and roll writers. Jan Wanner from the Rolling Stone, the guy who runs Rolling Stone, he's kind of in head of the the head of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And so it's writers, it's members of the hall, journalists, and then Jan Wiener from Rolling Stone.
I think MC5, too, would be in there.
Yeah, they should be. They should be.
Yeah. I think it's too early for Janet.
Okay.
I think it's too early for her.
Let's see. Let's go. Bad Brains, you say yes.
Yes.
Okay, I say no. Joan Baez?
I guess.
I say absolutely yes. The Cars, we both say yes.
Yeah.
Chaka Khan?
Yes.
Me too, I agree. Chic?
I'll go yay.
I say yes. Depeche Mode?
I think they're still too young.
It's too soon.
Yeah. I know they've been around a while, but still. Yeah,
but it's too soon. Now, Joe right now in heaven is like, what the hell is wrong with you? They invented the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for Depeche Mode. Electric Light Orchestra? Gotta say no.
I'm not that familiar with them.
I mean, I love Electric Light Orchestra. I love them. I love ELO, but they're a pretty derivative band. Jeff Lynne, basically when you listen to ELO, you go, I mean, Jeff Lynne really likes the Beatles. Especially when you listen to Out of the Blue. And like, I mean, you know the song Mr. Blue Sky, right?
Yes.
It's like, oh, yeah, you enjoyed Sgt. Pepper, didn't you? Jay Giles Band, I got to say no.
I only know the one song.
Well, they've got a ton of, I mean, they, you know, that the when Freeze Frame came out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I know Freeze Frame.
Well, that album's got a bunch. You'd know more than Centerfold and Freeze Frame from that album. Okay. Trust me, you would. But that was their 12th album. And
that's kind of sad.
Yeah, they've been around for a really, really long time.
Now,
and they were a different band. I mean, they sound, if you listen to early Jay Giles, it sounds completely different than Freeze Frame.
Is that good or bad?
It's good.
The change is good, or were they?
Well, no.
The early stuff
is funkier. It's just a different sound. It's like if you listen to Fleetwood Mac,
right?
Early Fleetwood Mac doesn't sound anything like Rumors.
When can you be nominated?
How 25 long years. 25 from, years from the first album release.
Oh, okay.
Which is why Pearl Jam, you know, their album came out in the spring of 91. This is 25 years ago.
Yeah, that's too soon.
No, I absolutely. And I love Pearl Jam. Absolutely. Janet Jackson, you say no, I say no.
Yeah.
Jane's Addiction, I say yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll go with yay.
Joe Tex, I say yes.
Yes.
Journey, I got to go no. I love Journey, but I got to go no.
Yeah, there's other people here that...
Kraftwerk, I got to say yes.
MC5,
yes. Pearl Jam, yes. No. Tupac,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You say yes?
No, I said no.
No, okay.
I agree with your no.
Steppenwolf, yes. And I can't believe that this is the first time they've ever even been nominated.
I don't know that. I only know, you know, the hits.
Yep.
The one hit.
No, they've had a lot of hits, trust me. You'd know, again, this is another band that if you heard some of the songs, you'd go, oh, that's Steppenwolf?
Right.
Yes, I say yes.
Yes to yes?
Yes to yes. and then the Zombies, I got to go no.
I feel like they had very few hits to...
Yeah, it doesn't... But a lot of this, though, Esmeralda, it has nothing to do with hits.
Really?
Yeah, no. A lot of it is maybe influence on... Like, Joan Baez. I mean, if you go back and look at Joan Baez never... I don't think Joan Baez ever had a number one hit.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But I feel like she's had an impact on people. And I'm like, the Zombies, really?
No, and I agree. The Zombies don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I like them. They're cool as hell. But right. I don't think they should be in the Hall of Fame.
But they're not making, like, whoa, that was amazing what they were doing.
And, yeah. I don't think a lot of people formed bands and went, I want to be exactly like the Zombies.
Well,
but they're
usually,
a cool band. I don't want to sound like I'm slamming the Zombies because they kick ass. They're
band. It's a thing of I want to be exactly like the band that the Zombies are emulating.
Emulating, exactly. Okay. All right. We're going to break here and we come back. I want to hear from you guys on snubs. And I've got a list here. And my number one snub, I will tell you after the break, the one that has never been nominated, this person. And I'll tell you my number one snub coming up. And we got some texts coming in as well. And then Esmeralda and I are going to take a quiz on whether we can actually guess the company slogans. That's coming up as well. So stay tuned. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Wildcard Wednesday continues. 708 area code requested Selena and her song Como la Flor, which translates to As the Flower.
Good job.
I'm reading that.
I mean, still.
That's Selena. All right, Wildcard Wednesday continues. We're talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We just read the current nominations for the 2017 Hall, and I've got a list here of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame snubs, and we want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. I got some texts here. We got some phone calls coming in, but I just wanted to mention my number. And there are a ton of artists that should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but for me, it's number one. Who should be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is Warren Zevon. Warren Zevon, one of the best songwriters ever in the history of music, written some amazing classic songs, very influential in terms of people who grew up listening to him, who went on to write incredible songs. One of the great, quintessential, smart, hilarious, genius American songwriters. And, you know, Here's what they say. Songs like Werewolves of London can't be argued, but he's got so many more songs than Werewolves of London. Just an extraordinary songwriter. And he passed away way too young. He was, another thing, he was David Letterman's favorite musician and songwriter of all time. And it was so funny. Esmeralda, are you familiar with Warren Zevon at all? I mean, probably just Werewolves of London, right?
Yeah, I'm more name after the fact.
Yeah.
When he passed away.
And he wrote songs for other people, too. So he was like a songwriter who other people had hits with his songs, even though he recorded them as well. Like Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me, Warren Zevon wrote that song, but Linda Ronstadt had the hit. It's one of those, one of those things. But he's just amazing. And they say here that he should be mentioned in the same breath as artists like Neil Young and Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. Without question, the fact that Warren Zevon isn't in the Hall of Fame is just a shame, and it's ridiculous, quite frankly. But did you ever know about the relationship that he had with David Letterman?
I did not.
Letterman loved Warren Zevon, loved him, had him on all the time. When nobody else would have him on, Letterman would give him exposure, And so whenever Paul Schaefer would go on vacation, like Paul Schaefer did very, very rarely would Schaefer go on vacation. But whenever he would go on vacation, say for a week, Zevon was asked to be the band leader. They'd bring in Warren Zevon to be the band leader. And it was so great. And then, when he was diagnosed with cancer and, he didn't have long to live, Dave had him on every night as the musical guest, for a whole week. And that is some of the best television you'll ever see, some of the best musical performances, some of the most moving stuff you'll ever see. And it's all out there on YouTube and on the internet. And if you just, go to YouTube and type in Warren Zevon, David Letterman, you'll see his many, many, many appearances and the last week that he was ever on Letterman before he passed away was extraordinary stuff. So my number one, without question, my number one Hall of Fame snub, without question, is Warren Zevon. So... 331 area code says it's an abomination that King Crimson is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. No band has ever sounded like them. They made a tremendous contribution to not only prog rock, but to jazz as well. King Crimson, great band. Bob Medea, who was with us yesterday morning, he's our Sherlock Holmes expert. He says that Nick Rivers should have been nominated because Skeet Surfin' is a classic. Okay, that's from the movie Top Secret. Oh, that's not a real... Bob's joking. That's the character that Val Kilmer plays in Top Secret. So, Susan says, "Hi, Nick. The number one Rock and Roll Hall of Fame snub is the Moody Blues. They were so influential and lasting band." 815 says, "Tupac absolutely should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He paved the way for so many."
I think he's just too green.
It's too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon. And a lot of artists paved his way, and a lot of those artists aren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I don't even know. Why do they have to vote and do all this? Just put them in.
Yeah.
you're gonna eventually. So why you got to make this whole thing, pitting people against each other? But just name them all and go, yeah, they're all going in.
Before Tupac is put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Eric B. and Rakim, one of the innovators, well, two of the most innovators of all time, great MC, great writing. And, a lot of the pioneers of rap aren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet, which is why Tupac should not be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, it's also because, isn't it such a note of contention?
Yeah.
It's not rock and roll.
P.E. went in last year, and P.E. should have gone in years ago, man. I mean, come on. No, wait, no, I'm sorry. P.E. went in the year before. When did...
N.W.A.
went in last year.
Yeah.
N.W.A. went in last year, but P.E. is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, aren't they?
I don't know.
I believe they are, yes.
Yes, they have to be.
But yeah, but I do hate that whole it's not rock and roll.
No, shut up.
It's like no.
No, but Joan Baez, isn't rock and roll either.
Right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I mean, I take the term rock and roll as
all encompassing.
Exactly. I don't
chic
take it
is
as
not,
a type.
Chic is not rock and roll. Chic is disco. But they belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So. I take it as more of an attitude of what they did.
Yes. Yes. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Morning.
Hey, this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I mean, it's a big farce. It is.
Yeah, no, I realize that. They've made a lot of mistakes, and Steve Miller made it very abundantly clear last year how he felt about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at the induction ceremony. So,
all right. I'm going to give you a couple of bands, but the main one that should be in it is Jethro Tull, and it's not even considered.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I think Jethro Tull should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're an amazing original band and also very influential. Very influential.
Okay, and here's a few other bands I think should be in it. Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas.
Okay.
Grand Funk Railroad.
All right.
I mean, Foghat's not even in it.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'd put Foghat in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, quite frankly.
Gentle Giant, who was as influential as Yes in the progressive rock movement.
Yeah.
You know, they got some great music. People don't realize it, but they don't listen to it.
That's probably one of the reasons why they're not going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Mike.
Well, it's just not on the radio. It's not mainstream.
Yeah, yeah.
Even Parliament. I mean, is Parliament in it?
I think Parliament is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if any rapper's in it, Parliament should be in there first.
Yeah, it's true. So I got to hit news here, Mike. Thanks for the call, though.
Yeah, but Jethro Tull definitely should be in it.
Okay. Take care, man.
All right.
Take care. All right. We're going to wrap this up real quick after the news. I'm going to fly down a list of some of the snubs really quickly. And then Dan is going to jump in and give us a quiz on whether we know company slogans or not. All right. News is next. It's small enough to hide till your plan was through. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich coming up next at 5 with the opening bell, followed by the great Steve Cochran at 6. Wildcard Wednesday continues. 701 area code requested the Monkees with Words. The Monkees, one of Esmeralda's favorite groups. We're going to quickly wrap up this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame snub thing. I have a list in front of me. I'm going to fly down some of these and talk about them. Dan, do you have any artists that you think should have been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No. I will say that I think I disagree with you guys. I agree with almost everything you guys said earlier. I think I disagree with you guys about Tupac, Pearl Jam, and Janet. I would vote them in,
mm-hmm.
You know, because I kind of go with the baseball analogy of were they the best at what they did for like a couple year period?
Yeah.
And I think all three of them are yeses to that. And so that kind of like gives me the automatic vote yes on those three. I understand like you said that perhaps there's more deserving people and things like that, but just kind of like in that viewpoint of like, were they the best of what they did? And they were, in my opinion. So I think those were the ones that stuck out to me for the prior conversation.
Well, on this list, it includes the B-52s. There's a legitimate argument for that. Pat Benatar, I totally agree with this. Joan Jett got in. So I'm thinking maybe Pat Benatar should be in there too.
Absolutely.
Bjork, I don't know.
Yeah.
Black Flag, I think so.
Right.
Bon Jovi, don't get me even started.
Mary votes yes.
Mary votes yes on Bon Jovi. I vote no. Novi. Bon Novi. The Cure, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, too influential not to include.
Dick Dale, one of the most influential guitarists of all time. Duran Duran, I don't know. And again, Joe is mad at me right now.
Right.
He's in heaven going, what the hell is wrong with you? And I love Duran Duran. I love them. I don't know if...
It's too soon.
Yeah, I guess.
I feel like you gotta be around for a little bit longer.
They've been around for a very long time.
Yeah, but
I mean, their first album came out like 79?
The Hall of Fame.
Yeah. That was before you were born. That record came out...
What does that matter?
Okay. Eric B. and Rakim is on this list. I totally agree with that, man. Eurythmics? Yeah, maybe. I love them. The Guess Who, that's a good one. That's a great band. Whitney Houston, Whitney Houston's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
She is not.
Wow, that's weird.
Well, when did she start?
83, maybe? 82?
Again, it's a little early.
Yeah. But I don't know. Iron Maiden. You know, Metallica's in. Maiden should be in. Kiss is in. So Maiden should be in.
Yeah, no. That's
Joy Division?
Kiss is in.
Yeah. Benny King is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He is not. I know he was nominated last year, but he was not nominated this year.
Man.
See, to me, that thing, it's like, just why is he not in?
How about this again? Now, here's another one we were just talking about, and I totally understand your argument for Tupac. LL Cool J is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I would take Tupac over LL.
Would you really?
I would.
Oh, man. The Marvelettes are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? The Moody Blues, they were mentioned earlier. This one is a damn crime right here. Willie Nelson is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
That is ridiculous.
New Order? Well, you got Joy Division in there. Don't they automatically go together?
Yeah, I mean, if Joy Division isn't in, New Order can't be in.
Here's another one. New York Dolls. How are the New York Dolls not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
See, this, I just don't like the whole thing because they only have so many slots, right? And it's like, why?
Yeah.
Why do we have to do this? There's so much.
It's just so we can all get pissed off and talk about it on the. That's,
pretty much.
That's pretty much what it is.
It's radio fodder.
Graham Parsons, Pavement, Pixies. Oh, here's one. I totally agree with this one. This one was maybe second on my list. Zevon and the Replacements. The Replacements should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Alternative rock would not exist without the Replacements. One of the most important bands, influential, and one of my favorite bands of all time, so. Roxy Music, yeah, I can see that. Sonic Youth, Soundgarden again.
No,
it's too early.
T-Rex, Mark Bolin, come on. And Link Ray, and you know Sven Gulli would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally on this list, because it's alphabetical, is Warren Zevon, which is my number one snub. Warren Zevon should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's all I'm saying about that. I'm like Forrest Gump. That's all I have to say about that. Now I'm going to go run across the country.
You were saying a little Andy Rooney. But
thank you. I appreciate that. Is my eyebrows? Is that what it is?
Yep.
That's what I thought.